Middle East and Africa.
Cameroon. Lingua fracas. Clamping down on the web and English.
The images beaming from the screens of Cameroon state television channel CRTV show a country riding on a wave of glory. In February, the national football team, the Indomitable Lions, beat Egypt to win the Africa Cup of Nations trophy for the first time in 15 years. In January, a Cameroonian teenager became the first ever African winner of the Google Coding Challenge, an international programming competition. But turn away from the Gogglebox and the country is troubled. When the footballing trophy was brought to Bamenda, Cameroon's third biggest city, placard-carrying protesters joined the crowds of onlookers. And for almost 2 months, the country's young Google prodigy, along with hundreds of thousands of others, has been unable to surf the web because the government has shut it down in two English-speaking regions. The plug was pulled as part of a clampdown on Anglophone activists, in which more than 100 people have been arrested and pressure groups have been outlawed. At least 6 people have been killed and scores more injured since December by policemen and soldiers who have opened fire on demonstrators. The protests initially began as a series of strikes by the country's English-speaking lawyers, who took to the streets in their wigs and gowns in October 2016, demanding English translations of the country's key legal texts and better treatment by the authorities. Since then, many others have joined in, including teachers. The conflict between the government and the Anglophone minority is escalating. The roots of Cameroon's linguistic rift date back to 1919, when Britain and France divided the country between them, having taken it from Germany after the First World War. After both parts gained their independence in 1960 and 1961, they reunited to form a bilingual federal republic. But English speakers, who are less than a fifth of the population, feel hard done by. They say that their regions get less than their share of public money and that it is too hard to interact with the state in English.